About to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's WebSphere Support Technical Exchange conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I'd like to turn the call over to Ms. Jennifer Chin. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Abe, and welcome, everyone, to today's WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. My name is Jennifer Chin, and I will be the moderator for this call. This call is being recorded, and early next week, an MP3 file and presentation will be available on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. You may replay it at your convenience. If you have not yet joined the e-meeting, please do so now. An e-meeting URL is available to you from the Web Support Technical Exchange site. Today's presenter is Max Tarapolili. Max joined the WVI Level 2 team about 4 years ago. He works closely with customers in development to drive WVI products to succeed in the marketplace. Today's topic is implementing SSL security in WebSphere Partner Gateway. The webcast will include a PowerPoint presentation. During the presentation, all lines will be muted. After the presentation, I will ask attendees to answer a few quick questions via e-meeting polling. After that, the lines will open for a question and answer period. If the view is too small, under View, make sure the Make Share Area full screen and Fit Share Area to Window is unchecked, or just click on Default Layout. If you're in the e-meeting, you will see the presentation. If you're unable to access the e-meeting at this time, you may access the presentation from the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site by clicking View Presentation link or by going to any IBM.com site and typing in 700-7839 in the search box. This way you can view the PDF version of the presentation. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Max.
Good morning, and welcome to this WebSphere Technical Exchange webinar. My name is Max Tarapolili with WPG support team. I have prepared this presentation with the intent of helping our customers from a level 2 support perspective to implement security for our product. Hopefully, this PDF is going to provide an easy reference to consult when security is involved. Okay, we can go to slide 2 now, which is the table of contents. I have arranged the entries to group together items on the same topics. The first three entries are the basic concepts for the SSL security levels: the digital signature, encryption, server and client authentication. Then we have four sections to detail how these concepts are implemented in our products: WBIC, WPG, and editions, Advanced Enterprise and Express. At the end, there are two entries about the utilities we ship to help the user manage the certificates. They are IKEYMAN for Advanced Enterprise and the built-in tool for Express. Let's go to slide 3. Digital signature uses public key cryptography, an algorithm based on two different but mathematically related keys. One, the private key, creates a digital signature. The other, the public key, verifies it. So to sign a document, the signer needs to perform a number of actions, such as delimiting precisely the borders of the message to be sent. The content of the message are hashed, which produces a result unique to that message. The hashed message is then processed by the private key, which encrypts the hash to produce a digital signature or fingerprint unique to both the message and the private key. Once the signed message arrives, the recipient needs to verify the signature. So he uses the same hash function which was used to create the digital signature to compute the original message, then uses the public key to decrypt the digital signature. Lastly, he compares whether the hash in the digital signature matches the hash produced by the public key. So in short, the verification process checks: one, whether the digital signature was created using the corresponding private key, and two, whether the new hash result matches the original hash result, which proves that the message was unaltered. Let's go to slide 4. Well, they say that a picture is worth a thousand words. So here in picture is the flow of what I described in the previous slide. To sign the document, the sender hashes the message and uses his private key to encrypt the hash, sends the message plus the encrypted hash. So on the other side, once the message arrives, the recipient starts the process of signature verification. That is, hashes the message using the same function used by the sender, uses his public key to decrypt the hash, compares the two hashes. If they match, then the signature is verified. Let's go to slide 5. And here we're getting into a more complicated, but at the same time more interesting subject, encryption. There are two main methods used for encryption: asymmetric or private key encryption, and then asymmetric or public key encryption. The first makes use of a private key on both ends. The sender makes a copy of his private key and sends it to his partner, so the document is encrypted and decrypted using the same key. The flaw in this method is that anybody holding that key could potentially use it to decrypt documents that were intended for other partners. Or you need to use a unique secret key with each partner, which becomes impractical. Furthermore, the secret key could be stolen or copied when transmitted to the partner. This method has some advantages, though. It is very fast, and the encrypted message size is not much bigger than the original plain message. The second method, asymmetric, uses two keys: a public key distributed to all partners, and a private key kept by the owner. In this scenario, partners use the same public key to encrypt documents, and the owner uses his private key to decrypt them. This method offers the advantage of not sharing the private key, which is kept by the owner, and does not care whether the public key, being that it's public, is copied or stolen. On the negative side, this system is much slower than the symmetric, and the resulting encrypted message is much larger than the original, which becomes a problem in case the message exchanges are big. So, what are these two methods? And the cryptology myth says that people started brainstorming about how to do, and eventually at one point somebody came up with the idea, why not combining the two methods? We could use the advantages of the symmetric encryption to encrypt the message, and then use the asymmetric public key to encrypt the symmetric secret key. And the idea made everybody happy, so they went with this method, and several companies were born trying to implement this solution. And among them, there were probably the most famous is the RSA, whose libraries we use in WBIC 4.1 and 4.2, whereas we use the WASP library for version 6. Let's go to slide 6. And here, again, in picture is the flow of what we discussed in the previous slide. The sender uses his symmetric key, also called secret key or one-time key, just use the term that you like most, to encrypt the document. Next, they use their public asymmetric key to encrypt the symmetric key. And this is appended to the message and sent out. When the receiver gets the message, they will be using their private key to decrypt the one-time key. Let's go to slide 7. Server authentication is used to certify identity of the server you're connecting to. Optionally, the server can request a certificate from the client to certify that it is the actual entity that he wants to talk to. A typical connection includes iteration like the client clicks on a HTTPS link, which starts a SSL session with the server. The server signs and sends its certificate and public key. The client verifies the certificate information using the server public key. Optionally, which is the reason I put the next two entries indented, the server can request a certificate from the client. If that is the case, then the same process occurs. The client signs signs and sends its certificates in the public key, and in turn the server verifies the certificate using the client public key. Next, the client uses the server public key to encrypt and send to the server the one-time key which will be used to encrypt and decrypt the SSL session. Let's go to slide 8. Here in picture is, again, the server authentication. After client and server, you know, put a display of their politeness saying hello to each other, the server sends the certificate and the client verifies it. Then the client sends the one-time key that will be used to encrypt the decrypt session. Okay, with this last slide, this is basically the last slide of the basics of the SSL security levels. So perhaps a brief recap is going to help thinking the basic concepts. We talked about four ways of implementing SSL security. Encryption, which, so to speak, scrambles a document so nobody can read it other than the person holding the private key. And digital signature certifies that the document comes from a specific partner. Server authentication certifies that the server we connect to is the actual entity we want to connect. And then client authentication certifies for the server that the box requesting a session is a specific client machine. Okay, let's go to the next slide, which is slide number 9. Now that we understand what SSL security is all about, let's see how all this is implemented on WBIC and WPG. We're going to start with digital signature, and for each item, we're going to always define whether we're receiving or sending, which in turn will define how to configure for that particular feature. Being on one or the other side of the wire is going to make a huge difference, because it is going to determine who holds the private key, and consequently, the way we need to configure the setup for that scenario. So, in this case, we're considering outbound, which means that we're going to send the document to our partner. So we need to configure for signing that document. To sign that document, we will need a private key, which is contained into a P12 or a PKCS package. So we will need to upload that package into the hub operator profile. With this operation, we grant ourselves the ability to sign that document. What we need next is to tell the product whether we intend to use this feature or not. To do that, you select yes or no from the AES signed attributes in the participant connection between the two participants, as this is shown in the graphics. The last action needed in this scenario is to send our certificate to our partner, so he will be able to verify our signature in the document. And the screenshots in each slide show exactly where and how to perform these actions in our product set. I know that it is not really clear from the same time session, but they are very clear in the PDF version. So again, if you like, download the PDF and you can see clearly how it is defined in the actual screenshots. Let's go on to slide 10. For inbound, we're going to receive the document from our partner. So we will need to configure for what? We will need to configure for signature verification. In order for us to be able to accomplish this task, we need our partner certificate, which will be loaded in the partner's profile. The next step, as specified in the previous slide, is to enable or disable that feature in the participant connection. One more thing to mention in the case where we have certificates coming from a CA or a certifying authority. A CA is a sort of public notary which for a fee gives you a chain of certificates
unique to your company. The CA is important because they indeed investigate that the entity that requests the certificate is who they say they are. And when it is all done, they will be sending the request or a chain of a certificate, usually a root, an intermediate, and a leaf certificate. Now, when that happens, you need to load the certificate chain in the hub operator's profile and mark them as root. But let's go to the next slide, slide 11. Now let's see the same setup for Express. We're starting with outbound as usual. So again, we're going to upload or generate on the fly, because Express off feature, a PK12 key pair. Next, we need to download the certificate portion and send it to our counterpart, so he will be able to verify our signature. The last action required is to tell our product whether to use this feature or not, by enabling or disabling it. Okay, let's go on to next slide, slide number 12. Again, Express for inbound, which means we need to verify the signature coming from our partner. To be able to do that, we need to upload the certificate in the certifying authority for that specific participant. And with this, we have completed the digital signature implementation for WBIC, WPG, for all three editions, Advanced, Enterprise, and Express. Now let's go to the next slide for encryption. Okay, we start as usual with outbound, which means that we are the ones who will be encrypting the document, and our counterpart will be decrypting. In order for us to be able to encrypt the document, we will need to have our participant certificate loaded in their profile. Again, if there are certificates from a CA, they will need to be loaded in the hub operator's profile as a root. Last action would be to enable that feature in the participant profile, as it is specified in the second, in the bottom screenshot. Next slide, slide number 14. For inbound, we will be receiving the document from our partner. So we're going to need our private key to decrypt the document. To achieve that purpose, we're going to load the P12 package in the hub operator profile and checkmark the encryption box. Then we're going to send the certificate to our partner. Lastly, we need to enable disable the encryption feature in the participant connection between the two participants. Let's move on to slide 15. Okay, so having finished with the encryption definition for the Advanced Enterprise Edition, we now can see the same for Express. For outbound, the participant certificate needs to be uploaded. Next, we need to configure the application to make use of that certificate. That is to encrypt each document going outbound for that specific participant. The second screenshot shows the configuration change with the green check mark for encryption. Let's move on to slide 16. This scenario for encryption on Express is the inbound flow. So we're going to upload or generate a P12 in the security inbound section for that participant. And then we're going to download the certificate and send it to our partner. And with this, we exhausted the encryption subject for all WBIC, WPG editions. Let's go to the next slide, slide number 17, up to the server authentication. And we're starting with, again, with the outbound flow, which means that we are initiating the SSL session. So we're going to need the participant certificate to verify the certificate that the server will be sending to us. This certificate needs to be loaded into the hub operator profile and mark it as a route. The next action will be to define a HTTPS gateway for the specific participant, which will be pointing to some HTTPS address. Of course, then we would need to select that gateway in the participant connection we're using. Next slide number 18. In this case, this is the inbound case, we need to define an HTTPS target for the participant to point to, make sure that the secure port, whether that is the default 57443 or whatever port was defined at the receiver component installation time, so we need to make sure that that port is open to the outside traffic. Then port will file into the receiver JKS store, which will be the place where the receiver will be looking to pick up the server certificates to send to the participant. Let's move on to the next slide number 19, which is for Express. For outbound, you need to add the participant certificates in the Security Certifying Authority tab. Remember, this is the certificate that Express will be using to match the certificate that the server will be sending when an SSL session is initiated by Express. And lastly, configure the outbound destination to point to the participant HTTPS secure port. Okay, next slide number 20, which is the last scenario for server authentication, the inbound flow. The first operation is to enable the secure domain for Express. Then enable the HTTPS box to allow HTTPS communication for the participant. And upload or generate the key pair. And subsequently download the certificate portion of it and send it to the participant. Okay, let's go to the next slide, which is slide number 21. In this case, we have the client authentication for outbound, which is the last security implementation topic. And again, we're going to start with the outbound configuration, which means that we have to load the P12 in the hub operator profile as a SSL client, define a HTTPS gateway for that participant, and use it in the participant connection between the two partners. When the gateway negotiates and to establish the HTTPS session, WPG will be sending the signed client certificate, which will certify its identity. Let's move on to slide 22, which is the inbound scenario. And for inbound, we're going to need to load the participant certificates in the receiver trust key store, where the receiver will be picking up that certificate to match with the one that is going to be sent by the participant client. One additional thing that you need to do in this case is to run the BCG client auth script, which will allow you to enable or disable the client SSL. In the last screenshot, there is exactly what you need to run and what the output is going to look like. Let's move on to slide 23, which is the same subject, client authentication, but for the Express edition. For outbound, the same operation applies. Basically, you upload or generate using the built-in capability the P12 key pair. Then you will be downloading the certificate. Still, you can always use the built-in feature to do that. So you will be downloading the certificate and send it to the participant. Next slide, number 24. Here we are at the very last entry as far as security implementation. Inbound client authentication. Again, we're going to need to load the participant certificate in the trust store used by Express. So to accomplish this, we're going to use KeyTool script. And if we go on to the next slide, conclude the scenario. In fact, all it is left at this point is to upload the transfer into Express. And with this last slide, we cover the whole SSL security implementation for all editions of WBIC and WPG. So let's move on to the next slide, which starts a separate subject concerning managing this certificate. And as I said at the beginning, we have two separate managing tools, one for advanced enterprise, and which is the IKEMEN utility. So the first one, the IKEMEN utility, is shipped with advanced enterprise edition. There are a number of things that you can do with this tool, such as create, import, export, add, or delete certificates. The options in the tool itself are pretty much self-explanatory. However, as an example, I thought to report the sequence necessary to create a self-signed certificate. So the first step is to open your key store. If you don't have one, then you can proceed on to create a key store. In this example, I assume that we did not have an existing key store, so I proceeded on to create one. So the first picture highlights the selection of the key database file pull down to create or open a new key database. The second screenshot illustrates the name, path, and type I chose. This continues to the next slide, slide number 27. Before the database is created, you will be asked to enter and confirm a password which will protect database access. Second screenshot shows the specifics about the newly created key store. Let's move on to slide 28. Now we can proceed to create a new self-signed certificate. Clicking the appropriate button highlighted in yellow in background, you will be prompted with a panel requesting information about the certificate. The data you need to enter are very simple, as you can see, a label, a common name, organization, country code, and validity period. There are other selections, like a version and key size that you can choose from a pull-down. After you save it, the entry shows up in the database as reported in the second screenshot. Let's move on to slide 29. Now you might want to export this newly created key from the key store to a file so it can be used in your application. So you'll be clicking the Export/Import button and select the Export in the panel that pops up. Enter the specifics about the type, file name, and path you'd want to save. Before this operation is completed, you'll be asked about providing a password to protect unauthorized access of the keys. Okay, let's go to the next slide, slide number 30. This step is about extracting the certificate, which you will be sending to your participant. So the last screenshot for IKEMEN shows the file you have created, the key store, the P12, and the certificate. Okay, let's move on to slide 31, which is the last subject and is about Express built-in utility to create, upload, or download certificates. The general concepts here are the same as what we saw earlier to create a key pair with the IKEMEN. We have the luxury of a magic wand here, so click on the magic wand and you will be prompted with a panel requesting the information as we saw before. So you would be typing in the info and then press the create button. That's basically all you need to do. Let's move on to the next slide, slide number 32. The new self-signed certificate is created here, and the validity period is duly reported. And now we can proceed on to downloading the certificate, which we'll be sending to our partner. And with this concludes the presentation, and I guess we have additional WebSphere product resources here, some links that you may want to reference. Let's go on to the next slide.
Okay. Thank you, Max, for a great presentation. At this point, Abe, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Very good. Thank you. Our question and answer session is conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, you can do that. You can signal by pressing star 1 on your touch-tone phone, the star key or asterisk key followed by the digit 1. If for any reason you've muted yourself on your phone, please unmute before you signal. If you are muted, we won't see the signal. So once again, star key followed by the digit 1 if you would like to ask a question. And we'll pause for a moment to give everyone a chance to signal. Again, that is star 1 unmuted. And Ms. Chen, I have no responses, so no questions at this time.
Okay, then at this time we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you, and we appreciate your participation. Remember, a replay of this presentation will be available on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site within early next week. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will also be announced on this site. Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you, Max, for presenting today. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. That does conclude the presentation. At this time, you may disconnect. Thank you.